Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh talked about new Ravens cornerback Nate Wiggins at the conclusion of day one of the NFL draft.
Guys, thanks for coming in. We're very, very excited to draft Nate Wiggins, one of the, in my opinion, the best cover corner in the draft. Highly athletic, fantastic feet. Really, in our opinion, a guy that can grow into being a true shutdown type corner. Ecstatic that he fell to us, and we'll take questions.
Eric, it seemed like once you got at number 30, you actually had a lot of choices at corner. It seemed like there was there a tough decision, or was it pretty much clear cut on your board that Wiggins was the guy?
Well, we had a couple guys that we really liked. We were hopeful, so hopeful. We figured that, like, this draft, honestly, we had to come out of the first round with most likely a corner or an offensive lineman if we could. And, you know, you always hold your breath, for sure. Honestly, I didn't think that Nate would be there for us. You know, as the draft started to unfold and we started to see all those offensive linemen come off the board, we thought there might be a chance. And then you start to see the run on corners in the 20s. You know, I think Philly might have taken Mitchell, and then Arnold went, and then we started to get antsy. You know, the phone was ringing. We had a lot of different potential trade possibilities. But for us, it was always if Nate was there, we were going to pick. And, you know, if Nate wasn't there, you know, there was another guy we liked, but we also were going to look at possibly trading out.
Were you surprised the offensive players went so early? I think it was 13 in a row.
Not really. I mean, we kind of looked at it, and it was an offensive draft. I mean, there's more offensive players in this draft. It's just stacked on the offensive side this year at some positions. I mean, we knew the quarterbacks were going to be picked high, and we had a strong inclination that offensive linemen were going to go too. So if you take the 7 offensive linemen and the 6 quarterbacks, there's 13 players right there. So, you know, we weren't surprised, I don't think.
John, what's your idea about playing Nate? Do you feel like he's a day one plug-and-play type of guy? Do you see him inside or outside? How do you envision using him?
Yeah, I mean, I think you see him as an outside corner. That's kind of where he's made his hay, but he plays inside as well, and he did it in college. I think we'll just continue to be versatile with what we do with those DBs. Move him around, let him play in different spots. It gives us another quality starting corner. I'd say we've got 3, you know, legitimate starting corners. He's got to come and improve it and do it and all that, but we expect him to do it. We were excited. We were looking for Nate. You know, that was something that we were in the defensive room, actually in Chris Hewitt's office, me and about 5 of the defensive coaches before the draft started, about 7:45. And it came up, you know, what if Wiggins falls to us? Wouldn't that be something? You know, we're like, nah, that'll never happen. That couldn't happen. But how good would that look in our defense? And it worked out and it came true. So we're excited.
Did you bring him in here? Was he in the pre-draft process?
He was.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
He's very slender. I mean, how does he project in sort of the run defense part of things from what you guys have seen?
Yeah, when you watch the tape, he comes up and smacks people. That's what he does. He's not afraid of the physical part of it at all. You know, he's a complete corner. You know, first of all, he's ranging. He can run. He's got very good feet. He changes direction. He puts his hands on people and press, and he runs up and tackles people with some physicality. So the weight doesn't impede him at all. And he's going to put on weight. I think he's over 180 now. So he's a young guy. He's 20 years old, right, Eric?
Yeah. He'll gain weight. Yeah. I mean, if we get him up there with some of the scouts, you know, he'll pack it on pretty quick.
George Gokinas has got
get
a great
him with Manny.
Plan
get him
for
with
him.
Manny in the kitchen. You know, we got a plan for him.
Eric, you mentioned obviously his cover instincts, and John was just saying he's a complete corner. How much do the big plays kind of factor into your desire to draft Nate? I mean, obviously we've all seen that the forced fumble right at the goal line where he's going down. I mean, do you feel like there's something about the big plays that Nate had in college that defines him as a player?
Well, I when I think of Nate, I just think that he's a ridiculous athlete, very, very quick-footed, efficient. He's fast. He's tough. He's competitive. You know, in our division, we play a lot of really good receivers, and you've got to get off the field on third downs. And we were blessed last year to have a lot of depth in the secondary, and it really helped us quite a bit. And this is a guy that can come in here and play meaningful football right away for us. We're excited about that.
John, you touched on the versatility a little bit, but being able to add Wiggins playing on the outside, How big is that in terms of whatever, maybe move Marlon around and just being as versatile as you guys were last year with some of the depth you had?
No question. I mean, Marlon's going to be able to slide in there and play inside. Brandon can slide in and play inside. You got Kyle coming down. You got Kyle going and playing the dime backer, possibly. We can do – we're just going to have a lot of options. I mean, Zach's going to be – he's going to be working on that versatility pretty – probably tonight.
Arthur had a heck of a season for us last year.
Yeah.
I know you guys trust your process and you don't really do the whole comparison thing, but I know you guys were high on Emmanuel Forbes last year, and this is another kind of skinny, fast guy. Does his struggles kind of rookie year factor in any way to how you think about how a guy might board over from college to the NFL level?
I think, you know, it's a good question, Jonas. I think we look at everybody differently. You know, we just kind of study the player for who he is and what he does and what he puts on tape. Look at his skill set. We talk to people, which is a very important part of the process. We follow the guy around. And I think at that position, it's a very hard position to play. You know, a lot of guys can't do it. The biggest thing is, and John always says it, you've got to actually cover people. You've got to guard people. It's a hard thing. And Nate has proven that he can do that very, very well. He's a young player. We love that about him. He's 20 years old, one of the fastest players at the combine, silky smooth, and he will compete. He does tackle very well. People at the school are high on him. We were getting texts from the head coach. Dabo was texting us during the first round, please take this guy. So we're just very excited about him.
Eric, I know you always kind of, again, more about tape than sometimes about the workouts. But do you remember your reaction when Nate ran that 40 at the combine?
I mean, I was excited. I mean, I wasn't as fast as Worthy. My reaction when Worthy ran, but you know, no. I mean, he ran a 4.28, I think. So, yeah, it was a great workout. He didn't do much after that, but to see that speed, you know, super impressive. We had him in here. We met with him. We met with him at the combine. Spent a lot of time with him, and we're very excited to get him.
Eric, you mentioned at the pre-draft news conference the depth, especially in the offensive line and wide receiver. Did you seem or did you feel a bigger sense of urgency to identify cornerback and attack that position early?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and that's something that, you know, honestly kept me up at night, just because there are a lot of offensive linemen in this draft. There are, you know, a pretty good pool of receivers. But as I would go through and work on all these different, you know, simulations, it became apparent that if we didn't get a corner in the first round, it was going to be challenging to get a really good corner in the second round, third round, fourth round, who could help us right away. So, you know, not to say we wouldn't have taken a receiver, we would have taken an offensive lineman, but I think for us, if you're talking about all the different combinations, how we can be the best team we can be, I think just getting a corner at this point, like Nate, is probably the best way we could have started this weekend.
If he hadn't been there, do you think there would have been a lot of options to trade down, or at least some options to trade down?
And we had a lot of options. The phone rang a lot this year, and more so than it has in the last couple of years. And we, honestly, I can honestly say that we've probably had 8 different potential trades that we could have investigated.
Both back and forward, or just back?
Well, we're not really a forward team. You know, so one team did call us about coming up. We just were kind of like, oh, thank you, but that's not really something that we do, you know. I was trading back.
John, you guys have done a really good job at taking some of these young players, 21, 20, in the draft. How does that kind of factor into your evaluation of them, and why do you think you guys have done so well getting, you know, Cash Queen, Lamar, guys who are not quite physically mature but haven't developed into really good players?
Great question. I think Eric said it earlier. It's kind of probably more about the individual player, but you get the right kind of guy. He's coming out for a reason. He's a first-round pick for a reason. He's very talented. He's ready. Thinks he's ready. I know his head coach felt like he was ready coming out. And, he's a young guy, but that's opportunity, the way we look at it. And he's determined. I mean, he's a motivated guy. He's talking about that he has a lot to prove. We both got on the phone with him and talked to him, and he's talking about what he has to prove. So, you know, our response was, all right, let's come in here next weekend. Let's get to work. Let's get started on it. You know, and I think he's planning on being a hard worker. And if he does that, you know, we've got a path for him. You know, we kind of got a plan for him, and we'll have him ready to go.
do two more.
Eric, as you look ahead to day two, do you still see a lot of offensive linemen who could help you right away?
I do.
Yeah.
I know you were saying that you're not much of a move forward type team, but you know, a couple trades in those 10 picks right in front of you. As you're sort of holding a button on Nate, maybe some other guys you like, was there any temptation to kind of move up as there was, as you're saying, a lot of people still in the ring, I'm sure, throughout the league. Was there a temptation to do something dramatic as you're just waiting and seeing how it would shake out?
Yeah, I'm just not really a trade up type of guy generally. I mean, it hasn't. I mean, we have. I mean, we traded up to get Lamar. We traded up to get Joe. But in most cases, I just feel that your chances to really maximize your draft are to stay where you are, and or go back. And so, you know, a lot of research.
You traded up to get Joe, and then you traded back.
Yeah. Well, we traded back, and then we traded up.
Well, was that how it went? Up
yeah.
then back.
Yeah,
we went back then up.
Back then up. Which. For the record,
who's on first?
I was not necessarily in favor of that trade back up. However, I was outvoted.
Oh, that's right. I do.
Yeah, I was getting.
You're not voted by a vote of one.
I had by two. Well, two people were staring at me. But it's fine. It's good. You know, it's good. It's good. It worked out. So, I mean, I'm not saying it can't work out. You can trade up to get guys.
It was only 17 years ago.
You could be very successful doing it. But in general, I think it's just a risky business.
And Eric, on the trade back possibility, you've had all the teams call. I'm curious, what was ultimately the reason of playing the decision just to stay? Was it just that Nate was such a good player, and what was kind of the process in making the decision to stay rather than?
Well, I got to give Derek Yam credit. Derek works for me upstairs in analytics. He does a great job with modeling and different things, and he was convinced that we would get a player in our range of between 13 to 20 in our sequence. We're picking 30. I didn't think it was going to happen this year, but he was right. And so when you get a player that you have highly rated, who you love, who fills a position in need, then you got to take him.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.